Well, Christine, here we are on what seems like only a matter of days away from the trial of the former cop who is accused of killing his wife literally over 2 years ago, and there's new information on the case.
Yes, Edmundo. Bradley Farrington has been in the Grant County Detention Center for 2 years awaiting trial for the murder of his wife, Kathy Farrington. The trial was set to start this week, as a matter of fact. And last week, they had a hearing. The state has asked for more time to explore what they're calling new evidence in the case. It's not necessarily new evidence, but the autopsy from the office, the New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator, initially it calls the death a homicide, Cassie's death a homicide, but it doesn't say the manner of death. And that is being contested now. The state is going to find an expert. One of the detectives in the case, Ray Tavazon, forwarded the autopsy to a retired forensic pathologist in California who said, based on his reading of the autopsy and the crime scene photos and other photos, it should have been a clear case of homicide by strangulation. So the state now is allowed more time to get some experts to examine those pieces of evidence and present their witness testimony. The trial is now set for February. For Bradley Farrington.
What was the reaction from the defense?
Oh, well, they were obviously irate and shocked. Nathan Gonzalez is Mr. Farrington's defense attorney, and he said, you know, this is astounding, Your Honor, 10 days before trial. You know, this is a 2014 autopsy. The state has had 2 years, really, to say that they want to contest the finding. But the state said, you know, we've never had to do this, frankly. We've never had to contest OMI's finding. And the prosecutor, Chief Deputy DA George Zoka, said neither he in his 30 years, indeed he didn't even know of another prosecutor that had contested OMI's finding. So it's a fluke, he says, and, you know, it's very unusual that you would have a need to contest the finding. But in this case, they felt like since it didn't specify the manner of death, which would have been strangulation or blunt force trauma, and it leaves it kind of vague, but the autopsy has more details that, you know, allude to it could make another determination. So the state felt it warranted having an expert examine it to see what they can come up with for a finding.
Let's talk about another case that I'm very pleased that you are kind of keeping a fresh look at it, and that's the case of David Ortiz, who has been missing now for 7 years, and he recently had a birthday.
Yes, David Ortiz Jr. Would have been 26 years old on November 22nd. His parents, I just really don't know how they, I choke up just talking about it, how they bear this loss. You know, they don't know what happened to their son. He's been missing for 7 years. This is a small community. You know, people know, somebody knows. So I'm just trying to keep the case alive and hope that, you know, each time we present it in the news, somebody will think about it and you know, there's information out there. It just needs to get to the right people. So we're hoping for that.
Let's move on to some more cheerful news. And this past Saturday was a big day for Silver City.
Yeah, it's one of the most fun weekends in Silver City, I think. The Lighted Christmas Parade, it's 27-year tradition. And that's Saturday night in downtown Silver City this past weekend. And the Saturday also is Small Business Saturday. And this is the second year in a row that Silver City Main Street has had an organized promotion behind that effort. American Express founded the holiday in 2010 to help promote small businesses. And, of course, as you know, Silver City is pretty much all small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they got on board with the promotion, and a lot of people got out and shopped downtown Saturday. The weather was great, nice and warm. And the parade was wonderful, 23 floats. And it's just really the reason that people like small towns like Silver City, really.
Well, I just wanted to snow a little bit in Silver City so I can get in the holiday spirit. It's so difficult.
I will get some, I'm sure. I don't know when.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care, Edmund. Bye-bye.